What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is very disturbing breaking news this afternoon that I want to continue to comment on. I talked about it just right before the news. But right-wing talk show host, podcaster Charlie Kirk has been shot at an event in Utah. If you listen to this show, you know that I have a lot of fun bashing Charlie Kirk. I have a lot of fun pointing out how ridiculous Charlie Kirk is because of his right-wing radical opinions and views. I have a lot of fun when Charlie Kirk was making fun of Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and J-Lo, criticizing them because they don't look or act their age. And I said, well, take a look at Charlie Kirk. I mean, look at this guy. You don't have to go around looking like a conservative old man. You know, you don't have to act your age. No reason to criticize anybody. If Charlie Kirk wants to look that way, that's fine. It's not for me. I wouldn't want to look like that. I wouldn't want to dress or wear my hair that way. But if Charlie Kirk wants to do it, that's fine. So I've had fun criticizing Charlie Kirk. But to take this a step further and shoot him, this is where we cross the line in America. And this is where we are now. And it's not right. It's not right. I think we forget that this country was built on differing opinions. You think all of our founding fathers came together and agreed with each other? If you think that, you don't know anything about American history. There were arguments, vicious arguments. There were debates. There had been political debates throughout time. This country was built on disagreement. And the First Amendment gives us a right to disagree even with the President of the United States. Something that our current president doesn't seem to understand, that we have a constitutional right to criticize him. But that's another topic. But as much as I might disagree with Charlie Kirk and have fun talking about him, this is not America. The idea that you shoot somebody. I can't go into details for obvious reasons, but I have been threatened. And it's been serious. And it's been serious enough for, at one point, NOPD came to the station. I have to watch my ass. There are things that have appeared on my Facebook page that are disturbing. There have been texts into the station that are disturbing. And why? I didn't do anything to these people. I didn't do anything to their family. I didn't do anything to them. I didn't do anything to impact their jobs. All I did was express my opinions. And some people disagree, and they want to take it a step further. They want to turn disagreement into violence. And this is wrong. This is not America. We're spinning in this evolution away from what we're supposed to be. And at some point, man, we've got to just put on the brakes and say, stop, wait a minute. I mean, if you think about violence over somebody that you disagree with and you want to act on that violence, first of all, just expressing it is wrong. But if you want to act on that violence, man, you got to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, are you an American? Or are you some kind of a third world radical activist and you want to take action to overthrow the government or to do away with dissension? This is just, it's very disturbing. And again, as much as I have fun, look, if I see something from Charlie Kirk in the news, I got to be honest with you, I look forward to coming on the air and talking about it. Because Charlie Kirk and I are totally opposite each other. But I would never condone any act of violence against Charlie Kirk or against anybody. And before those of you on the right say, yeah, it's some liberal, man. They want to silence the conservative voice. There are conservatives who have criticized and threatened me, and they're conservatives. They are Trump supporters, and they're angry that I see Trump for who he is. So it's not, don't start playing this game like, oh, it's the other side that does it. You know, both sides are doing it. Both sides are doing it. I'm not entertaining any conversation about, well, it's the left, man. They want to silence us. Shut up with that. Because it's not just the left. It's the right, too. And you should hear some of the violent things that I get from the right. Why? Man, I'm a guy on the radio. I've been doing this for 55 years now. And while I've lived around the country in some great cities, I was born here. I'm here. I started my career here. Some of you were listening to me at the very beginning of my career, and you're still listening today. I mean, that is such an unbelievably satisfying thing. But when it comes to politics and we disagree and people want to get violent, this is wrong. And we just have to denounce this in no uncertain terms. I know President Trump is going to denounce this because Charlie Kirk is a conservative. The sad thing is, Donald Trump as president, I don't think, I'm speculating, but based on the past, I don't think he would be as aggressively denouncing it if it were a liberal who was shot. And again, I'm speculating, so I'm not going to continue to speculate, but that's my opinion. But it's based on past experience. You know, there should not be preferential treatment for your side when it comes to violence. Because this is on both sides. And I know that firsthand. I don't know. Coleman, do you see any news about? I'm sorry, Coleman's on the phone. I know you're busy in there. Do you see any information about Charlie Kirk's condition? I mean, I hope he's okay.
Some of my friends have texted me video from the Utah place, but like I said, it's too early to speculate. I can say what I believe, but I don't want to say anything on the air until it's confirmed. But based on the video, it's not looking too good. I'll say that, but I can't. Wow. I don't want to. Yeah, so like somebody sent me like a video from the event from somebody that was standing in the crowd. I'll send it to you and like you can make it on your opinion, but like I'm not going to speculate on the air about his condition.
I understand. I mean, I hope he's okay. Because nobody should be shot because of their opinion. Nobody. Nobody should be threatened. Nobody should be beaten up. Nobody should be attacked because of their opinion. What happened to America? What happened to our country?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Three. You know, last hour we were talking about UFOs. A fun conversation. Really amazing video shown on Capitol Hill yesterday of a U.S. missile appearing to bounce off a flying object. What the hell was that? They shot at it. They didn't know what it was. It was unidentified. It was not supposed to be where it was. So we fired a missile at it. And the missile appeared to just bounce off of it like... Somebody threw a BB at your chest. It just bounced off the object. And so we're talking about the idea that, you know, maybe there are people out there. And does it conflict with Christianity to believe that there might be life somewhere else? Can you be a Christian and believe in life somewhere else? I think you can be. I'm a Christian. And I believe that there's life elsewhere. And I think we're visited on a regular basis because there have just been too many credible stories from pilots, commercial pilots, from military pilots, from astronauts talking about things that, you know, that just can't be explained. And this video can't be explained. So it was fun talking about that. And we had some great stories. But then now we get this news that I really have to react to. And, you know, I guess we can kind of combine it with what I was scheduled to talk about this hour. And that is that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I don't think deserves to be in that position because I don't think he's qualified for it. He is implying that violent video games may be a factor in the rise in mass shootings in America. But the research doesn't show that. The research does not support his claim. And I don't know why so many people are so willing to just jump to the conclusion that violent video games are causing violence in our society. Because if you really dig into the research, the collective research indicates that there is no conclusive evidence, none whatsoever. So we're going to get into that this afternoon, but I couldn't help but just passionately react to the shooting of somebody that I totally disagree with, fundamentally disagree with on politics and social issues. And yet, he should not have been shot. And I hope and pray that Charlie Kirk is okay. We haven't heard anything. I'm looking at the monitors here in the studio, and CNN, Fox News are carrying live coverage of it. Right now, it just says condition unknown. If we get more information, of course, we'll pass it on to you. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And I'm sure you heard that Mayor Cantrell is expected at court this hour to appear before a judge and assuming she's going to plead not guilty to her crimes. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. On WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.